We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
High noon in the District of Columbia and points all up and down the East Coast of the United States. Pretty big news down here in Orlando, where the NFL just announced a unanimous approval to start calling penalties on swivel hip drop tackles. It's funny, I was just in the press room here, and there's people are like yelling about it. And one guy's yelling, he's like, man, you just can't turn. You can still bring him down. So it's going to be a zoo, I think, trying to enforce that thing. But that's the zoo we like. Helping us break it all down is our friend, Mr. Mitch Tischler, on the BetQL guest line. What up, big man? How you doing, bud?
What's going on, bud? How are you?
What do you make of the swivel hip drop ban?
Yeah, I mean, I pretty much agree with everything you guys are saying. I think the biggest problem with it is just how you're going to legislate that properly. It's going to turn into another horse collar type play where every time a guy gets tackled, you got to pause for a minute because, you know, who knows what call is going to come. But for defensive players, you know, everyone's talking about, hey, how are they supposed to tackle players bigger than them, this, that, and the other thing. If you're trying to track down a player from behind, the NFL is essentially saying the only way that you can tackle them is to tackle them forward. You know, we saw, John Ridgeway kind of try and suplex somebody backwards. Now you're not allowed to do the hip drop, and I know they're going to say swivel versus not, whatever, but if you're trying to track down a player from behind and tackle him, there's no way to do it without tackling them forward another 5-6 yards.
What are they telling you? Just so soon as players run full speed from behind, drop down and grab them around the ankles, and somebody get their ankle sprain, how long before they say that's illegal too? Everything is being done based off, oh, if somebody got injured. Well, how about people realize if you're going to play offense, you might get tackled a strange and awkward way. They're not going to come and tell you, hey, I'm about to hit you right here.
Yeah, and honestly, if I was building an offense, maybe there's more of a premium on, you know, big, tall receivers than even before, because I don't know how some of these small DBs are supposed to tackle, you know, a guy like A.J. Brown or another guy, you know, somebody who's Calvin Johnson back in the day. Like, what are these, you know, 6'2", 200-pound receivers?
Derrick Henry.
How can Emmanuel Forbes tackle anybody?
I mean, Derrick Henry is a running back in the NFL. How are DBs, you know, I don't know, man. It's one good thing that is going to kind of get blown away because of the hip drop thing is that the NFL is allowing the replay official more leeway to call, to overturn, I guess, really egregious penalty calls. So, and the kind of stuff where, you know, sometimes God knows you got to protect the quarterbacks at all costs, and they'll call that, you know, quarterback got hit in the head, and then the replay shows, no, he didn't. Like, he physically wasn't touched in the head. I think stuff like that, the replay official can now buzz down and be like, yo, that's wrong. Don't do it.
Oh, so it won't be the people on the actual field because they seem to always stick with whatever's called.
Well, they also aren't looking to make it a reviewable thing because it'll just slow everything down, and they don't want to let coaches review it, so it's only the replay official, and my guess is it's going to be particularly egregious penalties, that the particularly wrong penalties that this gets implemented on. I'm curious, what do you make of, generally, if something is for player safety, you're going to have support from the union. The NFLPA would support it
100%,
because player safety means more guys keeping jobs, more guys staying in the league, less injuries, all that stuff. Like the kickoff rule, I would think the PA would like, because it makes the return man more important. It makes a good kicker more important. It makes covering that play more important. Like it creates more importance for jobs for guys that are, you know, on the bottom half of a roster, right?
Yeah.
And I think the PA would support that. The fact that the PA is out on the swivel hip drop rule change, what does that tell you, B?
That they understand, and even players understand, that, you know what, that play itself doesn't just be, is not what hurts people. And why put, I'm an offensive player, and I got to worry about my guys being out of a game because getting fined or penalized because that running back, when he grabbed him, let his legs go and the guy fell on him. So my guy gets 15-yard penalty or may get fined, or if he does it more than once, they might have a rule now where they're going to kick him out of the game. I just think that they understand that it's the league trying to do something what the league has done all the time, try to take money back from players. And this is just another way of them getting that done. And I think the league, the PA, understands that aspect.
I think that's one of the biggest things about it, B, is like they're talking about wanting to adjudicate, you know, midweek and education and all that kind of stuff. You know, you're going to early on in this season in particular, and who knows, you know, if it even ever lets up, but guys are going to be getting, you know, the big time fines, the $18,000, $20,000, $36,000 fines that you see for some of the more egregious plays based on something that is going to be a borderline. It's going to be so tough to tell with your eye whether it's a penalty on first look or not.
Yeah, man, all right, let's get away from that because that's obviously breaking news and I don't think there's a ton of support for it. But, Mitch, this morning, you know how these meetings go. You and I have worked a bunch of these. They kind of rotate who goes when, but this morning the AFC coaches spoke. And they spoke fairly lengthy and you get some good answers. And, you know, by far kind of what was most interesting, here's an update. Dan Quinn is walking by. Dan with the forwards hat on. We're going to talk to Dan Quinn tomorrow morning. But I think when the big story for the league right now, outside of now this Hivel swift drop nonsense, is what's going to happen in the draft, what are these rookie quarterbacks going to do? Chicago and Caleb seem more and more a certainty. I don't know if you saw any of the videos I posted or whatever you watched this morning, big man, but Antonio Pierce sure seems interested in quarterbacks. I think you could argue the Broncos seem interested in quarterbacks. We've heard plenty about Minnesota maybe. Starting with Washington at 2, but including New England, who said, what do you think the actual chances are we see some major QB-driven trade draft in the first round?
Oh, I think in the first round, I think there's a very good chance. Both at 3 with the Patriots and maybe at 5 with the with the Chargers there, depending on obviously what the Cardinals decide to do, kind of at 4. But the quarterback talk this morning from the AFC coaches, to me, I think one of the more enlightening things I saw was the Patriots coach Jared Mayo was talking about how they'd already kind of sat down with Drake May and done a visit with him and dinner and all that stuff, and you know how they're gonna be at LSU's
pro
day.
They only did a Zoom with Jaden.
Yeah, they're going to plan to talk to Jaden there, but it sure seems, if you are reading tea leaves from what different coaches are saying, that, you know, they're planning on Drake May being available there at number 3, which obviously points more towards Jaden Daniels at 2. So that was kind of the big thing that I took away from kind of what the coaches were talking about this morning, because for the number 3 pick head coach to be talking about, you know, how he has spent more time scouting and meeting and getting to know Drake May, that kind of leads me to believe that they think that there's a good chance that guy's going to be there when they get on the clock.
Do you think the Commanders do anything other than picking a quarterback at number 2 on the draft?
Yeah, I think two is locked in at quarterback. I like the fact that, you know, Adam Peters and company are going through the process and meeting all of the different quarterbacks and you know, allowing the news to be out there that there's discussion of trades at two. I thought that was a big issue 5 years ago when they took Chase Young, was that from the minute they got that number two pick to the minute they were on the clock, they were all eyes on Chase and never kind of really allowed themselves to be open or available to any other moves. And obviously there's a lot of ancillary stuff with that, but I do like with this new group that they're going through the process. They're meeting the top three, four, five quarterbacks. They're going to go to their pro days. They're going to get the intel on them and then kind of figure out their moves from there. But when it comes to the number two pick, I think that they're going quarterback. I think the one place we may see a move is potentially back end of the first round, maybe moving back in with some of these picks that they've acquired to get a left tackle.
And get a left tackle with 5 years of control. Talking with our friend Mitch Tischler here on the BetQL guest line. You can follow him at Mitch_Tischler. Listen to him on the Beltway Football Podcast, wherever you get your podcasts. You can watch that big, beautiful mug of his on Monumental Sports Network every Saturday and Sunday at 10 a.m. They run the show, right?
Saturday and Sunday morning at 10 a.m.
There you go. To your point about Jerod Mayo, I was going to read this from Ben Volen, who's here somewhere. I just saw him. Ben Volen covers the Pats in the NFL for the Boston Globe. He wrote, tip of the hand, Jerod Mayo said the Patriots had a fantastic interview with Drake May at the Combine and has only done a Zoom with Jaden Daniels so far. Mayo and the Patriots will be at LSU's Pro Day on Wednesday. I'm quoting now. Drake May had a fantastic interview at the Combine. He brings a lot of energy. You can tell he has that leadership ability. And also, the exciting part about a guy like Drake May, there is really no ceiling with a guy like that. B, let me ask you this. That's an NFL coach talking about a potential rookie quarterback singing, highly praising this young man.
Yep.
And in the same press conference, he also said, yeah, man, we're listening to trade offers.
Yeah, but I think ultimately what he's doing
something
right
or
now,
nothing.
It's nothing. What they're doing is making sure you don't read them. They're trying to throw out a lot of stuff to make you feel like they're thinking multiple ways. They may be already on one track, but that this is still lying season, you know. So when they throw out stuff that sounds like, oh, that seems like it could happen. I agree it seems like it happened. But the next day they throw something else that's opposite of it, I think just to confuse people and not let you get a read on what they're actually doing.
Yeah, it's interesting. And, I mean, we all know that every GM, every coach is going to – whoever they get is going to say, that's who we wanted all along. And so maybe they're starting early there. Drake May's who we wanted all along because they at least feel that Jaden and Caleb will be gone. I don't know if you guys noticed this. Dan Quinn – so the league people all get here Saturday – and then it opens to the media on Sunday. And Dan Quinn, I mean, every NFL coach, but Dan Quinn included, did a media session with NFL Network on Saturday,
mm-hmm.
where he said, yeah, you know, we'll probably take a quarterback at number two. And people were acting like that was like breaking news. You know what I mean? Like, duh. Like, right now, they have Marcus Mariota, period. I guess Jake Fromm is technically on the roster, but he's only on the practice squad. Like, is there any surprise no. that they're going to take a quarterback?
It's not. I just think that I think everyone has a social media mindset now where everything yeah. that's said, we got to make it into more than what it is, or we got to totally just disagree or totally agree, you know? And I think that's the whole thing where – If Dan Quinn has said this any, let's say, before social media, we all wouldn't have a lot to talk about, a lot to go with. But there are a bunch of people that don't have one clue of what he's trying to say or what he did say that's going to just want to take a side against it, or those that just want to take it with it, because that's what we do.
Big man, before and we let you go, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say what I liked about it is that you have, you know, Dan Quinn, Adam Peters, who – have been in and around the league, and they can say, hey, quarterback, but they aren't tipping their hand which way they're going. I think you look at some of these other young coaches around the league in New England and L.A., and they're starting to, you know, it is Lions season, but I think for a lot of these rookie coaches, I don't know the year, they're savvy veteran-ness enough to be full in on the Lions season. I think they might have flipped up and talked about their guys a little more than they maybe wanted to.
You see that the rookie coaches, just like Dan Quinn, they don't make the decision. To be honest,
that's true.
So right. if the GM isn't talking, you ain't getting much.
Mitch, do you want to address the nation about your Auburn versus Baylor final?
I never had an Auburn versus Baylor final at all.
You had an Auburn-Baylor Final Four matchup.
I don't think I had an Auburn-Baylor Final Four matchup either. I definitely had Baylor in my Final Four, but I had UConn coming out of that bracket. However, I'm a podcast, and whenever we talked about it here, yes, those picks did not turn out very well. But I do appreciate that you were there on Friday and can speak to the heat.
You were red hot Friday.
With
Friday was a good gambling day at the old MGM National Harbor. Friday was a good day. The other days of this tournament have not been as good, but Friday was a good day.
I had a pretty good first weekend in the tournament, but I don't actually enter any bracket tournaments anymore except for my separate one that we do like amongst the family, because nobody holds them anymore. Everyone's into Calcuttas and, you know, gambling and all the other stuff. So I don't really do bracket pools anymore, which is nice to see.
My boy Rudy always did a big one, and he didn't do it this year, and I just didn't do one. I kind of wish I did. Like, we did something on the podcast where we all – or on the radio show here where we all picked our Final Four, and I got three or four still alive. So I'm hopeful for that. All right, Mitch, appreciate you, buddy. Thank you.
All right, Mitch, be cool, brother.
Everybody give him a follow at Mitch_Tischler. I don't know, Landini, if you're up for this. I kind of like to open the phone lines up and let folks react to the swivel hip drop stuff. I think, at least judging by social media, people are pissed and calling the NFL soft and all these things. I don't think this is going to have that big of an impact in the kind of day-to-day of the game. But I think there will be a few times this penalty gets called and people go absolutely ballistic. Right. So you tell us, swivel hip drop, deal or no deal? Is this a thing, something to be really concerned about, or are we not even going to notice it in about 6 months? 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
B-Mitch of Philly, 106.7 The Fan. JP is out at the owners' meeting in Orlando. I guess it's the owners' meeting, or winter, spring meeting, whatever the hell you want to call it. I'm here in the Navy Yard. We're taking your phone calls, 800-636-1067. Find out what you think about the swivel hip drop tackle, because just the hip drop tackle is not supposed to be called. It's the swivel hip drop tackle. Getting your take on it.
All right, Charles is online too. Charles, what do you think of the news with the swivel hip drop tackle?
So, how you guys doing?
We're good, brother.
I think they're making it really difficult for the referees to officiate. It's kind of making the league, like, look softer. It's like if boxing came out with all of these different rules. Like, it's a combat sport. It's going to be, you know, injuries. It's going to be injuries, you know, and they're trying to make it so soft. It's like they're trying to convert over to flag football or something.
All right, but I say this, and I was just saying this. JP, I was saying this to Landfill. It was unanimous, okay? And a lot of times when I hear unanimous, I don't automatically feel it was all 32 people. A lot of times that's the way they present it to the public to make it seem like everybody was together. But the question I ask is, as soon as this play, to get into that last game to win a playoff game, somebody call that, you get a 15-yard penalty, and you don't make it, how many owners going to complain about it? Or you're in a playoff game and somebody tackles somebody like that and you lose the game and you don't move on, how many owners going to complain about it? Because I understand right now, see, this is basically what we were in Washington, our franchise. We were gung-ho in the offseason about stuff, and then when the season came and it did not work out, it was a problem. So the people that this thing works against during the season and in the playoffs, I wonder if they're still going to be speaking unanimous decision.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's a great point that they probably wanted it to be unanimous so it dissent on it.
Yeah.
It's odd to me, as I've heard this stuff, you know, the kickoff rule was my understanding because it was my understanding what the kickoff rule was going to go because I think all the special teams coaches are behind it. And then I was listening to the NFL officials talk. Returns on kickoffs have dropped from 85% down to about 20%. Now, they've also
They wrote a rule to rule it out again. That's their fault.
Dude, 12 kicks in the Super Bowl. I believe you said 12 kicks in the Super Bowl. None of them landed in the field of play.
Yeah.
It's a dead, wasted play, and eventually that just doesn't make sense.
Well, I believe that there are some NFL special teams coaches who right now, they're basically going to do what the XFL is doing. It looks exactly like that to me. So, there's an NFL.
That's what the kickoff thing is,
yeah,
for sure.
That's an NFL returner and a coach who understands you don't get up to speed, we're about to split you and be gone. You know, it's like when people are coming down full speed, you got different ways. You got a guy that may be faster where that guy turns around the block and he blows past him and it disrupts your offense. I mean, your kick return. Right now, I know what the XFL does, but there are better returners in the NFL. They may end up having some problems with that.
Totally. I mean, it's – I think
– I would love it, JP.
It's crazy to me, though, that they were able to get unanimous on this hip drop thing and not on the kickoff thing, and they're pushing that back maybe till tomorrow, maybe just till May. I find that pretty interesting.
Yeah.
I'm also pretty sure what's cool about this event is it's by far like the most relaxed that you ever see coaches and everybody. Was that D'Amico Ryans pushing that stroller that just walked by?
Hey, man, he got to take care of his baby, dog. Hey, and it's to see a linebacker.
Right.
Being gentle,
just a total, total badass. You know what I mean? And what's great for the families of these guys, especially now the NFL always picks a nice place during spring break with good weather, but here they got Disney, they got Universal, so like the families come on this one.
Hell yeah.
Let's go to line three. Big Ron is in Upper Marlboro. Ron, what do you think of the changes, dude?
I don't like it. I got a point to make, then I got a question. My point to make is, If you're forcing a defender to guess on how he wants to bring down a ball carrier, you're going to increase the injury on the defensive side of the ball. And then, as far as my question, is the alligator roll tackle next when a defender grabs or tackles a ball carrier by the legs and he twists or rolls? The alligator roll and get the ankles and stuff caught up, is that going to be the next rule to go into effect?
You see, hey, Big Rob, his name is it?
Ron, I believe.
Ron, I think so. every time somebody get hurt, you're going to have one of these commentators going to be yelling at the top of their voice about, oh, they need to be fined for that, and then the league going to follow suit. That's what they seem to always do. And you know what your first point? They don't seem to give a damn about the defensive players.
And that's crazy.
Clearly.
Because, and I think that's what defensive players and coaches need to start putting in the public, and then all of a sudden they hate bad press. Put it out in the public on them.
Yeah, because, right. I mean, either way, the object of the offense really is to make the defense guess, to slow them down so you can do what you need to do. Now, if I got to think about how I'm going to tackle you, you're increasing the opportunity of me getting hurt just so the offense can score a touchdown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what they seemed to like. They were pissed that the scoring dropped.
Thanks, Big Ron.
Wow.
You're welcome. He just talked about that they want to increase scoring. Basically, the league seems like they want scoring to be at about 45 points per game.
But basically, it got too high. How do you present this as pro football when you're basically saying that the only side of the ball that could be dominant is the offensive side? It's pro football when we have rules that relatively make this thing equal, and my coaching and plan is better than yours, and that's how I stop you or you score against me. Why the hell do the rules need to be implemented to make sure that the offense scores?
It's a fair question, B. Let's go to our boy Dre in Manassas. Dre, swivel hip drop, man. What do you think?
So I don't necessarily have a problem with the swivel hip drop. I guess my concern or my question would be, did that number increase when they said hitting the defensive receiver? Because to me, it seems as though the NFL is trying to govern leverage. And it seems to me if a wide receiver is coming through the middle of the field and trying to catch the ball, I can't just hit him because the NFL took that away, which is okay. So the next best thing is for me to, you know, when he's about to pass me, to tackle him down that way. So, I mean, I don't have the stats in front of me, but to me, just the whole leverage situation of the NFL, it would seem to me this swivel hip drop thing became more of a thing when you couldn't, you know, hit a defenseless receiver based on sheer physics and leverage. And it seems like one of these things are automatic. One of these things will have to give eventually, because I don't think you can have both of them living in the same, you know, playing field, if that makes sense.
I think more of it happened. I think the hip drop tackle, we could sit up here and people are trying to act as if they always just started. People are teaching it. No, it was the way that you got people down. And more people are doing it, and probably based off of what he said. If I can't just haul off and hit somebody, or they going to call hitting a defenseless receiver, I got to make sure I take my helmet completely out of it. As if your neck is not attached to your head, where if I hit somebody, my side of my helmet may touch them. I thought it was always the crown of the helmet. So now I got to find another way. So I hesitate, which in turn gives you another tenth or two-tenths of a second, which I'm now behind or on side, so I have to reach, grab, and roll. So it has changed up the way that the game is played, and I think it's all because too many damn rules.
You know what? A lot of these players are really bad. They hit. They just don't rap. I almost wonder if coaches have come up with this technique because they know it'll actually get a guy down. Like, at some point, they're being taught this.
If a coach had come out and told me and had said, this is what I started teaching like 4 years ago, I would understand. But I'm going to go back to 1994-95 in Denver. Hell, right. And it happened. The same damn technique. People've been doing it. It just now somebody threw a name to it. Because it's happening more prevalently, I mean, more often. And I think ultimately, a little bit of what the caller just stated could be true, to where guys don't know what the hell to do now. And when you hesitate, they get past you. Now you're in a bad position, so you just grab. And if you grab a guy, let's say you 150, 165, no, I'm going to go higher, 185, and another guy's 225, and he's running away from you, and you grab him. You can't just yank him down. So normally what you do, you try to make him have to carry your extra 180-something pounds. And if you throw your weight, you throw extra force, chemistry here, and you may come up now to where, physics, where now is all of a sudden maybe 200 pounds of pressure, and he goes down. But you know how you fall on his legs? He stops running instead of keep trekking forward. It happens. When I can't hit you a certain way, I'll figure out a way to get you down because – rule of the game as a defensive player, I got to tackle you or they're going to get rid of me.
We got a bunch of callers still on the line. We're going to take those calls when we come back. Kevin Seifert from ESPN will join us at 1 o'clock. B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. I want to bring something up real quick in case we're not able to bring this up later and we just get swamped with other stuff.
Bring it up.
The Wizards have won two in a row, B.
See, JP, every time you start that type of stuff, man, you make me and Lanfield want to jump through this phone on you.
What did I do? What did I do?
That's hey, man, they don't need to really win two in a row.
Lanfield's probably mad at them. But you know who does need to win two in a row, B?
Caps.
The Caps. And you know what the Caps have done?
They've won some games.
They've won two in a row.
And if Obi is scoring like hell.
Obi is scoring. Yeah, man. Dude, if the season ended today, and it doesn't, but we're getting damn close. The Caps have now played 70 games. They only play 82. So we're getting to the finish line here. If the season ended today, the Washington Capitals would be in.
Yep. I needed to end when it ends, and they are in.
Dude, playoff hockey is the best. I really
playoff
hope.
In-person hockey is the best.
Totally. I mean, all of it. Caps have a home. Dude, I mean, tomorrow night is huge for the Caps because they're playing the Red Wings. And that's who they're battling it out with for this last playoff spot. I mean, if they can get that win heads up against Detroit, we'll go a long way. Then they play again Thursday on the road. Luckily, they don't have any of these big road trips left. They had that big Western Canada road trip. They already kind of grinded out. But, man, the Caps are playing good, exciting hockey. Celebrated. Did you see any of the Oshie 1000 celebration, B?
No.
It was pretty cool. They had
when they showed it. I was out of town.
Oh, that's right. You were down here. I was still up there. They had everybody on the ice pregame was wearing a 77 Oshie jersey.
Nice.
And they had Backstrom came out. Like, people were just giving them, like, just a really nice, you know, kind of pregame ceremony that I just thought was cool. So we are obviously keeping our eyes on the Caps and the Wiz. The Wiz, you could argue, winning isn't really helping them, even though it's good to win games. But they're now not they no longer have the worst record in the NBA. They did. Now it's back to the Pistons, who have lost six in a row.
Wow.
I mean, there's a bad record. Look, Pistons are 12-59. Wiz are 13-58. I wonder if the Wiz play the Pistons before the end of the year. Oh, yeah. B. Mitch, you ready for this?
When they play? One game?
Friday night at home, Cap One Arena, Pistons coming to town. Take on the Wiz. The battle of the basement right there, baby.
Yeah.
Let's wrap up these calls. All right, Andre is in Upper Marlboro. Andre, what do you think about the swivel hip drop tackle penalty?
It reminds me of the society of this country. They want everything to be softer, more gentler, and I guess I could say a little bit feminine. In NBA, you can score, and you can't really play defense. Same thing in NFL. They want everything to be softer and gentler and, you know, and more nicer and easier to score regardless of sport. And it's the same thing in society. They don't want no masculinity in this country, man. Everything got to be feminine and nice. I'm just sorry, but that's my opinion.
All right, man.
Appreciate you, Andre. All right, let's let him end this batch of phone calls. Our dear friend, Commander Tequila, is on the line. Commander Tequila, how do you feel about the decision?
How I feel? I don't like it all, period. Because you turn around. What happened in 1932, 1950? We were all in leather helmets and less shoulder pads. And you're playing football, hard football. Now, because we're in the 20th century, my knee hurts, my hip hurts. Now it's a drop tackle like that, twist drop tackle. That's what was wrong with it. You know, we already got the Brady rule going on. And the other rule that deals you can't feed with the referees. Because the referees can't get the stuff right. Now, there's going to be a lot more penalties. And I watch B. Mitch be on Saturday. Because I just want to see his family. It was straight through. You got no guys and they go punt returns, they're going 25 yards to the right, or 35 yards. Just a gain, what, five yards, 10 yards, when they could have got 60 yards? You know, not honest, though.
Thank you, Commander.
All right, bro.
Thank you, Commander. B, you going to answer that question? He asked you something.
I thought he was giving. He was saying something. He said he watched me go straight up the field, and other people go 25 yards to the right and left.
That I don't know. Hey, I believe.
I listen, man. Like I wouldn't. What was the way I said I described returning punts? You play chicken with people. You run straight at them full speed, see if they're gonna move or not.
You're a maniac.
That's the way you play it.
So the NFL is now having a press conference on flag football and its growth and all of that. And Troy Vincent just said he does think NFL players will take part in the Olympics when flag football gets in. I think that's in 26. I think it's the LA Olympics. I think it's LA 2026, right? Or is it Paris this summer? Paris is this summer, so LA's 28. Pardon me. But that'll be wild if there's actually NFL players in the Olympics. I also think who on this planet can compete with NFL players in the Olympics? Like, isn't that just an automatic gold?
I don't think anybody can.
Right? Maybe a couple of years from now that'll kind of even out, but I think right away it's going to be interesting. Landfill, I'm going to give you a little bit of homework here. Scott Allen from the Washington Post, the Nats had a big old, I guess, media tour of the ballpark for all the new stuff. They got a new scoreboard, high-res displays. They've also got a bunch of new food and beers and all sorts of stuff. I'd love to get Scott on the program this week to talk about all that. The Casamigos Sky Deck, Brian, I feel like you might enjoy that. On Tuesday home games.
Hey, what you trying to say? I don't drink tequila.
I don't either.
All the time.
Maybe Commander Tequila will enjoy
it. I don't
drink
it all the time.
Home games on Tuesdays, you get pretzels for $3, B.
I don't want pretzels. I'll take the
tequila. What about a $4 hot dog?
I'll leave the glizzies for Jeff.
Jeff is a glizzy gangster. Landfill, what do you think?
Landfill loves the glizzies too. He pointed at himself.
I also love glizzies. Landfill, what do you think of the swivel hip drop?
I think, like a lot of people have been saying, it's just another one of these things that everybody's going to scream and argue about because there's no real clear definition or understanding of what is a swivel hip drop and what isn't. And I also, you know, when Richard Sherman was saying, like, how in the hell are defensive backs supposed to even make tackles anymore, I think that's a reasonable point.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think they're just... they've overcomplicated something that didn't need the overcomplication. Here's what we're going to do. Kevin Seifert. There's the top batch of teams that need quarterbacks. That would be Chicago, Washington, New England. Then there's another batch. Minnesota, Vegas, Denver. What are they doing? Kevin Seifert's been all over it. He joins the program next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game.
the MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.